Hello and welcome. My name is Paul Boag and you're listening to Digital Insights. This episode is sponsored by LinkedIn Jobs because agency owners like you are busier than ever. Time spent searching for and interviewing the wrong candidates for a job opening could be time that you spend growing your business. And that's why LinkedIn Jobs makes it easier for you to find the candidate worth interviewing. And it's free. LinkedIn Jobs helps you find candidates worth interviewing faster. Did you know, for example, that every week nearly 40 million job seekers visit LinkedIn? Post your job for free at linkedin.com/DI. That's linkedin.com/DI to post your job for free. Terms and conditions apply. Right, let's dive in. You have to love little kids, don't you? They're into everything and full of wonder at the world. However, if you've been a parent, you know that they go through a stage that can prove a little wearing after a while. Shortly after they discover that they can speak, they discover the question, why? So you find yourself answering everything from why is the sky blue to why do I have to go to bed? Many of these questions may not have even occurred to you, and to be honest, you may struggle to answer them. Somewhere along the line, however, we lose that obsessive questioning. Now, you might think that's simply because we know the answers to the majority of these questions, but I think it's also because we give up asking. We simply accept our circumstances without really challenging them. Twice recently, this has come to my mind as I've realised quite how important it is for us to question why things are the way they are, and in do so, challenge the work situation we find ourselves in. The first time was when I was writing about website reviews. I recently wrote a guide for those who are commissioning website reviews, and in the post I wrote, in truth, you'll probably be aware of many of the issues that the website review identifies. However, the barriers preventing them from already being fixed is the real issue that needs addressing. And I found myself asking, if we know the problems with our website, why don't we just fix them? It's such a simple question, but we don't really ask ourselves that on a day-to-day basis. We don't ask it because we don't really want to think about the answer. The answer involves facing complex issues of organisational culture, legacy technology, and under-resourcing. Instead of questioning why these things are the way they are, we just blindly accept that that is how things are. But without addressing these underlying issues, we'll be doing nothing more than making some superficial changes to our website. We'll be putting the hypothetical lipstick on the proverbial pig. The user experience is never going to significantly improve if we don't ask ourselves why things are the way they are and challenge that and hopefully then change it. The other example of this mentality was raised when I was talking to one of the teams that I mentor. They're a user experience team in a large insurance company. However, they have just 5 UX professionals compared to over 200 developers and thousands of employees. To say they're under-resourced is an understatement. Yet despite this, they feel obliged to take on every request for their services that comes along. For example, they shared one project which was for an app, and although it was a very good idea, the app would need considerable promotion for it to succeed. Yet when I asked about the ongoing marketing budget and the launch strategy, there was none. The project was blatantly going to fail, and yet the team didn't feel they could question the point of them undertaking the work, despite there being many more useful applications of their time. They didn't feel able to ask the question, why are we doing this? So what am I saying here? I'm saying we need to be more like toddlers who naively ask tough questions. They question everything, not worrying about whether the question is stupid or not. Too often we fear to ask these questions because we presume someone else has considered it, or we feel that we're going to make us an idiot of ourselves by asking that, or we fear that it's just not our place to ask. However, if the answers to these questions will impact our work, we're perfectly within our rights to ask the question. We shouldn't be mindless robots simply executing the commands given us. To do the best job we can, we need to understand why, which means we need to be more like toddlers asking those tough questions.